This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Here in the U.S., many rural communities have lost their hospitals in recent years. It was already a trend, but the pandemic accelerated those closures. And even when they try to reopen, staff that used to work at these hospitals have often scattered to find work elsewhere. When there's only one hospital in town, there's not much of a reason for specialists in lab science, radiology, even medical billing to stick around. It's one of the things that makes reviving a rural hospital so hard. But it can happen, as Blake Farmer of WPLN reports from Tennessee.
It's been a while since Janine Ng pricked a finger in Haywood County Community Hospital.
Who'd have thought that 10 years I'd be back here?
Ng started her career here as a lab technician 40 years ago. Now she's calibrating her lab equipment with a few drops of blood from the hospital's new owner, Dr. Bo Braden. He's been hiring as many people as he can find who were here when the hospital closed 8 years ago.
They know this building better than I do.
The former owners, who were struggling nationwide, shut down the hospital in 2014, and it sat empty until Braden took over. Residents of Brownsville, which is still largely a farming community in West Tennessee, have had to travel about an hour for the closest hospital. Same goes for those who needed a hospital job. Ng was commuting to a huge health system and says she grew tired of that. She knows taking this job is a bit of a risk, but she's trying to convince others to join her.
My sister worked here too as director of radiology. She stayed until the night they locked the doors. I keep trying to get her to come back, but she's teaching school and she's like, I don't think so.
It's a tough time to be staffing a hospital from scratch. The job market is about as competitive as it's ever been following the COVID-related exodus from the field, especially for experienced nurses. Tim Needham is a senior vice president at Vivian Health. It operates a job posting platform for traveling nurse positions. He says some pay spikes have settled, but not back to pre-pandemic levels. He says it costs about 60% more to hire traveling staff at this point, and rural hospitals, where money's already tight, often have to pay even more.
It is largely a cost-driven marketplace and a benefit-driven marketplace, and certainly smaller rural hospitals, they're going to be at a disadvantage, which means their cost of attracting talent is higher.
So the Haywood Hospital has been going after a very small pool of RNs, the few who live nearby.
We interviewed a lot of the people who were here the actual day it closed.
Kara Courtright is the chief nursing officer. She says many took lucrative travel nursing gigs during the pandemic, but are ready to get off the road. And some local nurses are just weary of commutes. One was driving 2 hours each way to Mississippi.
They realize what they miss. When you don't have it, you miss it. And you don't really realize it until it's gone.
That's not to say all the openings are filled. As the hospital scales up to full operations, there are still nurse slots, as well as pharmacy, maintenance, nutrition services, billing. Even a small hospital can employ a few hundred people, which is why losing one is such a blow to small communities. Often they're the biggest private employer with the highest paying jobs around.
And it's not just a job. Seriously, it's not just a job.
When Katricia Miller resumed her position as an emergency room registration clerk a few weeks ago, she says it felt like she was pitching in to lift up her hometown. She'd been watching the signs out front over the last 2 years, opening soon.
Then the date was being changed. We're like, But now it's open. We're ready to roll. We're excited about meeting our new patients and to know that we are serving our community. You know, this is home. This is our community.
And it's a community that, again, has a hospital. In Brownsville, Tennessee, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.